Welcome to a brand new tractate, a brand new Masechta, Maseches Kedushin, which is in the section of Mishnah is called Nashim, laws that pertain to women, marriage, divorce, etc. Here's a brief introduction just before we start the Masechta. In the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Gemara, and even afterwards, there were two distinct stages to marriage. The first one, called Kedushin or Erusin, betrothal, was where a man and a woman would agree eventually to get married. But to kind of start the process, the man would place a ring on her finger. He would say, "Areat mekudeshesli, behold, you are betrothed to me." And she would continue to live in her parents' home, usually for at least a year, 12 months. And they would prepare the many things that were necessary for her dowry. About a year later, in front of witnesses, he would bring her into a chuppah. That's called nisuin, or the second stage of marriage. And eventually into his home. And they were considered husband and wife in the full extent. Our Mishnah talks about the first stage, or Kedushin. And this Masechta, this tractate, will deal with many of the laws that pertain to Kedushin, as well as some other laws that are an outgrowth of Kedushin, yichus, lineage, which again pertain to the different types of permissible and prohibited types of marriage. So let's see Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha niknes, a woman is acquired to a man to become his betrothed. Here, acquisition means that she can no longer marry anybody else. And as a matter of fact, if everything goes well, she'll never be able to be permissible to any other man other than her husband. B'shalosh drachim, in one of three ways. Says the Mishnah, v'kaynas atzma, and she can reacquire herself. She leaves under his jurisdiction and becomes permissible to marry anyone. B'shalosh drachim, in two ways. The Mishnah explains. The first, the Mishnah says, the three ways that she can be acquired. Niknes b'kesef. She can have kiddushin, the act of betrothal, with money or an object of value. He gives her money, a ring in front of witnesses, and he says, "Hareat mikudeshesli betabazu, behold, you are betrothed to me with this ring." Bishtar. Or he can give her a document that says, "Hareat mikudeshesli, you are betrothed," and he gives it to her in front of edim, in front of witnesses. Ubibia, or with intimacy. That means to say that he goes into a secluded room in front of witnesses. The witnesses see him going into a secluded room. And that's where he consummates the marriage with intimacy. And he says that he's doing it for kedushin, for betrothal. These three ways all acquire a woman and make her an arusa, a betrothed woman. Now the Mishnah will define kesef. How much does he have to give her? How much money does he have to give her if he uses the first method? Beshamay says, bedinar u beshava dinar. It has to be worth at least one dinar of silver, or at least objects of value of one dinar. A dinar is a quarter of a sela. Well, Beisil says a much smaller amount, bepruta, with a coin, ubishava pruta. Says the Mishnah of Akamahi pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmoina beisar ha'italki, one-eighth of an isar, which would be used in Italy, in the land of Italy. An isar is 1/24 of a dinar. Comes out that a pruta, the smallest coin, is 192, one out of 192, of a dinar, much smaller amount. Now says the Mishnah, the koines atzma, to the second half of the Mishnah, how does she reacquire herself? How does she become permissible to get married to anyone? Beget, either with a divorce document, ubemisas habau, or if her husband passes away. Finally concludes the Mishnah, hayavama. Hayavama, as we've said multiple times, is a woman who is married, has no children, and her husband passes away. So there's a mitzvah for her husband's brother to marry her. So how does he acquire her? It says the Mishnah, Hayavama niknes, a Yavama is acquired bibia, simply with intimacy, and there's no kesef, there's no shtar. Biblically, money and documents, they don't do anything. It's directly to intimacy and consummation of the marriage immediately. Obviously, this has to be with the consent of both of them, that they both want to marry one another. The koines atzma b'chalitza, there is a way to avoid yibum if neither of them or either of the two don't want to get married. That's chalitza, which is a long process. But basically, she removes his shoe and spits in front of him. And the process is delineated in Maseches Yevamos. God willing, we'll learn that one day. Ubemisas hayavam. And another simple way for her to acquire herself is if the yavam, her husband's brother, were to pass away. Well, then she no longer has to be married to him. No different than if her husband himself would die. So these are the three ways of kedushin. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll be happy once again and honored to have you on this journey as we learn more about kedushin. We learn more about betrothal. We learn more about marriage. Have a beautiful, very successful day and a wonderful rest of your week.